This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Tell the Truth Thursday. And I'll tell you the truth. I love the top five at five. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So Spike has a lot of rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
Not all have been on the air.
That's true.
Like, it's just a lot of things that he gets worked up about.
Yeah.
And there's a new...
My life is a rivalry.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And there's a new number one that I think has been brewing for a couple years.
Oh,
we're
no.
not really... I guess we've only been doing the show for a year. But
a year. Yeah.
It's time to really address the elephant in the room. But starting at number five of the top five Spike rivalries is Spike versus his future neighbors. Now, this was addressed...
No. That's not a rivalry.
They're going to come around and be like, hey,
no.
Spike, what do you think about the Eagles? And you're going to be like, shut up!
No. I will be fine about it for a while.
For a little bit.
I like having good neighbors. You could ask Lou in Springfield when I lived in Springfield here.
What about your South Philly brethren?
My neighbor Lou. Everybody lived on my street in South Philly. It was cool.
Yeah, but again, the difference is you were a rock DJ by that point.
No, I worked at WIP.
Your little jobs before this?
You're lying. But I worked at WIP when I lived in South Philly. I lived in an old city when I was a rock DJ.
But the difference is now you're Spike on the Afternoon Show.
Yes.
That's the big difference.
You're a big dog now.
I am a good neighbor. Everyone's invited over.
Wow, barbecue at your house?
And for the first 6 months, we can talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, are you having a housewarming party?
Well, our dog has always been difficult with that. But as soon as we get the house straightened out, you know I'm getting a lot of work done to it. We'll have a housewarming party.
This dog is such a diva.
Okay. 18 years, still no housewarming party.
Oh, really?
Well, I see all y'all here at work.
Well, Val, like, because our dog
is serving people sliced apples.
Well, yeah, we've never been invited over.
House too small.
Okay. Too small for us to sit in the living room?
Yeah, I just don't think, I don't know. You guys would feel like giants, honestly.
What? You have a dollhouse?
Oh, first of all, you're bigger than Spike.
Yeah, I know.
You're not that much smaller than me.
It's not a gather house.
You could put me in a high chair or something.
House.
I'll be fine.
It's not a gather house.
Put me in Sutton's high chair. I'll be fine. I guess I fit in there. Val, we've never entertained because our dog barks at everyone, but she said in the new house we're having people over, so we're gonna invite you guys over.
Man, can't wait for the vegan kebabs. That
everyone, she's not vegan. You can eat whatever you want in the house.
Yeah, I'm
blown. You can eat your factory farmed murder.
It's
food.
Not all factory farmed. Yeah. Sometimes you can buy from a local farm. Again, it's not all factory farmed.
Wow.
We're gonna get pop.
I got intense.
Yep. There's so many burgers. We're gonna tie you up.
Oh yeah, I'll just paint blood on our faces and make sure we murder as many.
Oh god.
All right.
Another rivalry of Spike's that doesn't need to be addressed. Anyway, number four.
Yeah.
My fourth favorite Spike rivalry is Spike versus people laughing at the Sixers. Because I can see it in your face. Like sometimes you want to respond, but as of right now, you're kind of just taking it.
The Sixer stuff.
Yeah, like you're like, ha ha ha. You know, like it's dying. You're dying.
It's it's hurting.
Well, they're laughing at me like they're not Sixers fans, too.
Yeah. Which does annoy you. Yes.
That part annoys me is like they have created this division. It's like, and I think we feed into it on the show sometimes just with all of our teams.
Yeah.
But everybody should be upset that the Sixers suck and their future is in trouble. Everybody
should be. Laughing at you because when they voice their upset, you tell them they shouldn't be upset.
Not anymore.
Right.
Yeah, not anymore.
That's why Jack is like, now you're just more or less taking it. Like,
he's taking it.
Which I think is the best route to go.
Just smile and move on.
If they push it, I'll go, what would you have done?
Right.
Give me your offseason plan.
And that's where when Jack and I look at each other like, all right, the phone call is all right now. Yep. But as soon as Spike says, well, what would you have done?
And the AI thing now is going to be a new, like, you know, they're going to use it as fuel.
Yes, another dig.
Well, I'm sorry that the people, you know, the people who are like, bah, that's dumb, is like when the internet started, they're like, I'm not using that internet.
I'm going to use a GPS and encyclopedia.
Yeah. It's like, okay, don't. You can keep printing out. You can bring your map, you know, your world map or whatever, and try to get from here to there. I'm going to type the thing into my phone.
Oh, man.
So if you want to fight it, go ahead, but you'll be left behind. All right, go ahead.
There it is. The third, my third favorite Spike rivalry is Spike versus other people's music opinions.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a big one. I mean, if someone has a different music opinion than Spike, you might as well just
forget about it.
Just shut up. Like, it turns so intense.
See, I hate this. I hate this top five of five because it's not opinions that I get mad at. It's when you say that Smashing Pumpkins are a grunge band.
Right,
that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Or that Higher is the number one Creed song.
But it's not.
But I think a lot of people would say it is.
Well, okay.
It's an opinion.
It is an opinion. But I went, Elliot keeps saying it's the most popular Creed song. So I sent him
numbers.
I sent him YouTube views. I sent him Spotify plays. And then which one charted higher? One last breath. I don't know what to tell you. Higher was a big tune. It wasn't as big as One Last Breath.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You versus the music people.
Yeah. Oh,
that is a good one.
Well, Elliot's full of it. Elliot is like, since he lost Kanye, he doesn't know what to do with himself. The guy spent a decade deifying this guy. Then all of a sudden, the guy becomes a lunatic, and he doesn't know what to do. So he's just like.
And Drake's cooked.
Yeah, Drake's cooked. Right. You know.
He's under like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. Yeah. Who's who I was on before him anyway.
Which is fine. She's also like 20 years younger. Like, you're almost 40. Why are you going through a Sabrina Carpenter phase?
He paid like $200 a ticket to go see Sabrina Carpenter at the Wells Fargo Center, doing his little hand in the air dance with his little tiny feet.
The little motion.
Award, his pity award.
Elliot just takes a beat.
He does. This is my second favorite Spike rivalry, and this one has been brewing as well. Is Spike versus Hugh? You know,
versus Hugh.
Well, that's
it's more friendly.
It's coming. It's getting there. See, if you guys actually, I don't know, are you guys still moving towards these push-ups things?
Well, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready.
Well, because there's a kid on the street that stopped you during your push-ups.
Yeah,
the other
day. I tell you that?
No.
Well, I take the same route when I walk in the morning, and like I told you, I will do the push-ups on the grass, like off of the sidewalk. And one of the spots is, I don't know, a block or two away from a local high school. The kids are always walking into school, so I'm doing the push-ups, and I just hear somebody going, "Yeah, go, yeah!" And I look over, and I stand up, and I'm like, "What is he yelling at?" He goes, "You, I like it. I like the push-ups."
Okay.
And then it shook my hand.
There you go.
You liked it.
There you go. So you are out in amongst the people doing push-ups.
Amongst the people. Look, Hugh said, well, still nobody's seen you do the push-ups. Say the word. Say the word, Turbo Bird, because we can do the push-ups.
Turbo Bird.
Yeah, that was his. Actually, don't say that to him.
Won't say that to him.
Yeah, don't say that to him.
I have no idea what it
was. It was a very old Twitter thing that happened when everyone. This was back in the fun days of Twitter.
Yeah.
Everyone just decided one day to start acting like his nickname was Turbo Bird.
Hughes?
Online. Yeah.
Really?
And started tweeting it at him. And then Sports Nation used it as if it was his real nickname once.
Wow.
And he got
mad. How did I miss that?
He got really mad. And I don't think he ever knew that I was one of the people that was calling him Turbo Bird.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like when people.
I don't even remember this.
Like people kept tweeting at your dad saying, are you the real Howard Eskin?
Yes. Are you the real Howard Eskin? That was another great bit. Yeah. How do I believe
I missed
that
too. Yeah, I missed that too.
Those are the good days when Twitter was fun, where you could just torment people.
Yes. But the number one rivalry, Spike rivalry, is Spike versus Herb. And Herb, again, addressed the elephant in the room earlier today on the Midday Show.
My friend's a top here from 55th and Pine. I haven't seen him for a while. And I wanted to show him that speech that I had. You notice Spike Gaskin went and deleted that speech on Instagram or one of them.
Twitter.
No.
What Twitter?
What speech?
What speech?
Speech that I gave at Chickie and Pete's 2 days before the Super Bowl. We had that speech that I did.
2022.
Spike deleted it?
No, this year.
Oh, this year's?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Why do we think Spike did this?
Being a hater.
Is he being a hater to you?
Yeah, I think he's afraid that I got people in different cities that see all this. You understand? He's jealous of me.
Oh, so Spike's jealous? So Spike Eskin is jealous of you, Herb.
I'm going to ask Spike in the break.
Because a long time ago, I wanted to get a job and do what Hugh Douglas is doing.
Right.
And he tried, him and his father says, oh, you got to go to school and get a degree? Communications degree and all that.
Yeah, that's stupid stuff.
Okay, let me run down these claims from Herb.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I didn't delete. I don't have the WIP Twitter login or Instagram.
I don't know what he's so mad about. I just found it on my phone again and texted it to him.
Yeah, I didn't delete it.
So it's still there.
Yes.
Now, maybe he was trying to go on my page and my tweets delete after 90 days, but it would still be up there if I tweeted.
Herb is on social media?
No, he's trying to show his friend. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I didn't delete it. Herb, you're full of it. So that's a lie. I'm not jealous of you. God bless you. But
let's get to that one, yeah.
Yeah, what am I jealous of? You have a great life, but so do I. I'm very happy with my life. And as far as turning you down for a job, you are not qualified to host a radio show. I mean, what are we talking about
you
here?
You don't think, have you heard of sports points?
He's a great caller. He's not, if you guys this summer want to give Herb an hour during the show to be a co-host and we can see how it goes and try to impress Rod and see if Rod will hire him.
Wow.
I haven't seen anybody else hire him for
That's
what it's
true.
Worth.
That's
He's
true.
Like, him and his father told me I have to go to broadcasting school.
Yeah, all that dumb stuff.
No, you have to string together a few sentences in a row.
You just made it like a light bulb went off in my head.
What?
I think Herb for an hour would be awesome.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And let him lead.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I'll move to the other.
No, he needs a driver.
No, I like the idea of Herb leading. In and out of break.
Yeah. See? You'd never get the break.
Yeah, you never get
we
to
We can't
the break.
Get the break when he's a caller. I am willing, if Rod will approve, now I'm putting this on Rod. Rod has to approve
it.
He
does, yep.
If we want to do the Herb Hour, Herb from the Northeast Hour, first of all, this is the only thing I'll say, he has to apologize to me for making up lies about me deleting his speech because I'm a jealous hater.
Would you stop it with your stipulations?
Well, he's making up lies about me and calling the other show.
Well, nobody believes him.
Well, I'm just saying. He
doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me.
So he basically made up a story to make you look like a bad guy.
Well, I'm not a bad guy.
We know this.
I'm a good guy.
A good guy.
You know? I like to have fun with Herb. And by the way, this last thing, Herb gets more time as a caller
than
any other caller.
Well, besides the end of the 4 o'clock hour.
Of this show.
Eagle Shirley hadn't called in a while.
It wasn't just her. We had Rios.
And the guy after Rios.
Who wanted to eat the peels of fruit, with the stickers.
Everyone was doing their own show.
Yeah, whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Kaiser Door & Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Kaiser Door & Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That entire... I was expecting it to be rivalries with people, but instead it was a bunch of stuff that triggered me into being mad again.
Yeah, well, there's a couple others, too. I mean, you versus Ken, you versus Jalen people, you versus managing Val, you versus your voice.
Yep.
There's a lot of little Spike rivalries.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. I'm a complicated guy. Speaking of rivalries, Marcus Morris looks like he has a rivalry against the Philadelphia 76ers organization. Now, we heard yesterday Marcus Morris taking shots at Daryl Morey. Now, what's very funny is he said Daryl Morey doesn't know how to pick players. Daryl Morey did draft Marcus Morris and sign him.
Well, so, he traded him twice, though.
Yeah, but also traded for him, you know. Right. Anyway, but here is Marcus Morris had something. Where was this from?
Maggie and Perloff.
Oh, our friends Maggie and Perloff, the Infinity Sports Network. He had something to say about Joel Embiid.
He has to have veterans around him to hold him accountable for certain things that happens. And I think just growing up in Philadelphia, the organization, he has a lot of leeway to kind of, you know, do as he please. There has to be someone in that's holding Joel a little bit more accountable off the court and the things that he does, right? He's known for having a lot of injuries. So how do we prevent those injuries? How is his diet? How is his workout ethic? Like, how is he keeping his body in shape? That's the one thing that I feel as though that Daryl doesn't even play a part in that, right? He doesn't even help with that. For me, from what I'm seeing when I was there, I've never seen a player of that caliber move the way he moved, show up. He barely didn't warm up before games and he still was getting 50. It was very impressive, but I know that, you know, the older you get, some of these things has to change, right?
Well, I think he has a point. I think Joel's 31 years old. He probably has to hold himself accountable. This entire tour is Marcus Morris thinks he should be on the Sixers. I mean,
Well, he certainly is upset that he's not on the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that is. It's like the entire comment is, you know, I should be on the Sixers. And then, by the way, you were here and Joel Embiid was doing all that stuff. Right. So if you were saying you were a vet who could hold him accountable, but he was still doing all that stuff when you were here, this is a Joel problem. You know, when you're 22 or 19 or even 23 or 24, I can understand having vets in there to show you the way. When you were 31 years old, you've had 31 years old, you've been an MVP, you've been a runner-up MVP twice, you've had two max contracts. It's on Joel. Either Joel wants to be that guy or doesn't want to be that guy. I don't think having Marcus Morris or PJ Tucker or any of the other, by the way, they've had plenty of veterans in here. Tobias Harris was there the entire year. All guys who...
Tobias.
Well, regardless of what you think of Tobias as a player, he certainly works hard, shows up, you know, all those things.
Well, how much do you think, because it almost sounds like Marcus was also saying that Joel has to be willing to listen to veterans. Like, veterans may have tried to hold him accountable, but you know how it is. If someone tries to hold the star player accountable and the star player tells you to go kick rocks, well, then it becomes the organization has to do something. Like, somebody bigger than the players has to do something. And maybe Marcus Morris is saying no one there really holds Joel accountable. They let him do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, I think to a certain degree.
And maybe it's too late to change him now.
That's to a certain degree. Every NBA team, aside from the Miami Heat, treats star players the same way.
I agree.
They let them do whatever they want. This is not just Daryl Morey and the Sixers. I would love to blame it on them.
That's an NBA thing.
It's an NBA thing. It's really just Miami. And by the way, it cost Miami LeBron James, and it cost Miami Jimmy Butler. And it, you know, like,
How many other guys who don't want to come there because of it?
Because, and to their credit, you can say, well, they've been to the finals and da da da, and that's true, but also they have trouble getting a big star. Everybody wants to live in Miami.
Right.
Everybody wants to live in Miami.
But everybody knows the reputation of Pat Riley in Miami.
This is the problem with the NBA. This is what I was fighting with Mike Lombardi about, is that Mike Lombardi's like, well, they have to have this culture where everyone's held accountable. Nobody holds star players accountable in the NBA. The great ones hold themselves accountable.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right. It makes it difficult for coaches to be able to... The coaches aren't the heavy voices in the locker room. It's the star player.
Yes.
It's the star player.
I think you'd think Doc Rivers has enough. I don't think he's a very good coach, but he certainly has enough. He's a legend. Mm-hmm. He has enough respect, and he certainly if that's not going to do it, and Nick Nurse, who's kind of a hard ass, and Joel,
well, that's two coaches. That's one championship.
One championship. And Joel, unlike Nick Nurse, and Joel didn't want, you know, what Joel wanted was D'Antoni, because D'Antoni doesn't get on anybody's ass about anything.
Yeah.
It's like the thing that bothers me about Joel so much is his. The injury stuff is real, and he could have fixed. He could have been better about all these things, and the injury stuff would have taken him down probably eventually anyway. Uh-huh. But the other stuff makes it impossible for people to have the proper amount of empathy for him about the injuries, because this other stuff. It's true that the injuries may have caught up with him anyway, and they may have prevented him from winning a championship. But like, when person after person after person after person, I was wrong about this, is like, he doesn't work hard. He doesn't show up on time. He doesn't care about this. He doesn't take care of his body. He contributed to the attitude about him, aside from the injuries, that are most of them not his fault. You know, most of it, he broke his feet, wasn't his fault. Broke his face, not his fault. Mm-hmm. The knee stuff, maybe to an extent, but he was probably going to eventually fall apart anyway. What pisses me off about him is that there was never a come to Jesus moment where he was like, I'm going to waste all this if I don't bring it all together. Or if that's what he's like now, it's too late. It's too late. Like, it's over. It's over, 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 over. They're going to try it again next year, but it's over.
Yep.
You know. All right.
We got three good guards, though.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna have to sign Grimes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but he's restricted free agent. Who knows where he's gonna come.
And then give him a contract.
Then they have to take a Rutgers guard.
What, when they get the third pick or whatever? They're gonna take some loser Rutgers guard who was 15 and 17.
Ace Bailey. I like that name, though.
It's a good name. Yeah. It's a good name. Coming up next, Travis Kelce has some bad news for Eagles fans about their star offensive players.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, we'll hear that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.